Blog Talk Radio.
We at war, but a lot of times we overlook that. For the cares of this world, we have an enemy, and he's been around since the beginning. We have a Christ who came to give life. Life more abundant. Listen, you can be your God, Satan told Eve. In the garden, so Adam and her eat of the trees. Knowledge of good and evil. Kicked out of heaven on earth to deceive people. He made them angels fall. Made people do the same. Then kill, destroy us all. That is his only aim. He wanted God's throne. He wanted his own church. He made them false religions and idol gods to serve. Islam, Buddhism, and the Hindu. Reading doctrines of devils, all know they can do. Twisting up the truth, Jehovah Witnesses and Mormons. Catholicism as well, there's plenty more of them. He wants the people serve itself, atheists deceived. They serve themselves, they serving him, but they don't believe. Agnostic, New Age, or Scientologist. Who you gonna listen to, Jesus or biologist? Angels and demons, there's a war going on. Angels and demons, we gotta see it though. Angels and demons, you may not believe it. Angels and demons, angels and demons, angels and demons. But greater is he that is in me. Angels and demons, you may not believe this is angels and demons. He got them practicing crafts. Witches and wizards, sororities and frats, brothers and sisters. He got them pledging blindfolded at the altar, swearing to some idols, a demon should I call them. Hell, Alpha, praise Kappa, praise Delta and Omega, he's a liar. Then you can serve them idols as the savior. He seeks to devour, and he tempt us with power. Tell us we can reach the heavens, and we just build a tower. They trying to get degrees all the way to 33, but if they want those degrees, gotta do satanic things. He deceives fools to go ahead and get they rank up. Trick them to sell their soul just so they can get they bank up. But just like him in the end, they gon' be bankrupt. Lake of fire, his destiny cannot change up. Be careful when you pledging your allegiance. Repent, because it's angels and demons. Angels and demons. Angels and demons, because your adversary the devil. Angels and demons, the war lion. Walking around, demons. Get a moon we can't devour. Angels and demons, not against flesh and blood. Angels and demons, powers against the rules of darkness in this world. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. Angels and demons, men prefer darkness. We need the light of Christ. He hate the light. Them demons tremble at that name right. Jesus cast the devils. That power work in me. And angels watching over war with my enemies. He know that we escaped. He want us back. Space it. He know I'm saved. Yeah, I know you want me back, Satan. He want them Christians to fall. Deep in sin sinking. The church is looking like the world. Where's the distinction? We getting tatted like I'm listening to the same songs. We act like I'm doing what they do. Correct me if I'm wrong. He want us tolerating sin. He want us blending in. He want us on them TV screens, not mentioning sin. And not being specific, homie, just being vague. Yes, we back in Egypt. Jesus sits on place. And I ain't turning back. Now I'm tired of eating vomit. He want us back in sin, acting like we weak or something. My God's strong, no. Jesus breaking strongholds. And you know it, boy, you tried to take the wrong throne. Prophecy fulfilling, the Antichrist is coming. They setting up their order, I hope that you discern it. One government, but it's on Jesus' shoulders. He gonna try to win, but Jesus got some soldiers. Angels, Jesus victorious. But it's angels and demons all in this wilderness.
Yeah. Jesus.
He done put you on the game.
Jesus.
Name above every name.
Jesus.
Yeah, in God's Hall of Fame. If you really ain't ashamed, let me hear you say his name.
Oh, yeah. Now you rockin' hard. Easy, baby. Rock for God. Yeah, I got my pockets hard. Clean slate, drop the charts. Hellgate, option gone. Can't take the doctor long. 3 days to fix you up. First day, died on. Third day, lift it up. Holy Ghost, send it like a bird there to live with you. No time to play game. My praise reach heaven and my hallelujah break plain. Jesus, that's a great name. Yeah, I said great name. So I call him Big Dog. Sort of like a Great Dane. When he died, made the ground rumble like A-Trains. Walk it out for Jesus, man. Suffer, I can take pain. There's nothing I can make brain. Pour it on the holy shit. Blessing of the Lord. Make the riches out of broken shit. In it for the Lord, man. Riches not the focus yet. Had a wild life. I was living the beat. The local was the proud type. I had the world on my shoulder, yeah. Yes, I'm loving them much more than loving them. Yes, the Lord, I'm loving them lots. Yes, yes, I'm loving them much more than loving them. Yes, the Lord, I'm loving them lots. Jesus,
he done put you on the game.
Jesus,
name above every name.
Jesus,
yeah, in God's Hall of Fame. If you really ain't ashamed, let me hear you say his name.
I go hard in the paint for God, I'm here to guide dog. Rescue lost like a Saint Bernard, cause Jesus died for him. Save them all, I'm raising the bar. Missions I'm on, write it down, make it plain. These visions that I'm shown, I'm grown in the spirit. You can smell a sin of God, kinda strong in my lyrics. Got the wisdom of the Lord, letting all men hear it. Pray the angel of the Lord, camp around y'all children. Yeah, the Lord Jesus Christ died for all y'all healing. Yeah, the Lord sees all, watch all y'all dealers. Need to pray for Eddie Long, cause all y'all villains must have mentioned all sinners. Devil was in hell kitchen cooking. All y'all villains till the Son of God came to me. All y'all winners, yeah, the Son of God came to me. All y'all winners, yes, 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 I'm loving them much more than loving them. Yeah, the Lord, I'm loving them lots. Jesus,
he done put you on the game.
Jesus,
name above every name.
Jesus,
yeah, in God's Hall of Fame. If you really ain't ashamed, let me hear you say his name.
Got it good, never been to Hollywood, Hollywood, probably would, act just like Jesus if I probably could, probably would, hop out on some demons screaming God is good, bust out in the praise and quick, then get all into it, cities all decayed, yeah they all in ruin, y'all been doing hard against y'all brother, now y'all think y'all cool, hot, full of God, rap, aim that y'all probably throwing, forward on the wicked, poor, wicked doing, stick it to him, say it all out. In the scriptures, let the scriptures prove it. Listen to it, easy, God and crazy about this Christian music. Walk by faith, not by sight. We about to really do it. This here is not my fight. God is about to bring me through it. Promised land, bring me to it. Holy Spirit, keep me moving. Overheating, leaking, cooling. Tell my brothers, all my sisters, all my Christians, we can do it. We can do it. Yeah, yeah, we can do it. We can do it. We can do it. G-O-D, G-O-D. God on deck, but you know about he. J-C. Pay my debt, all my debt with a really high fee, yeah. G-O-D, G-O-D, God on deck, what you know about he? J-C, pay my debt, all my debt with a really high fee.
Thank you, Jesus, we gon' live forever, y'all.
Thank you, Jesus, we gon' live forever, y'all.
The rest of the cargo out in the ocean. Yeah, Leonardo, dance on the devil. Marco Polo, heaven my home. Kinda like a hobo, fellowship. Kick it like a dojo, holy script. Kinda like a promo, big event. No, I'm trying to go, yo, even if I gotta go solo. All about justice, kinda like a popo. Serve and protect, the top is a robo. Blood of the lamb on a post of my dodo. Dirty little devil, rocking to the glory. Yo, he ain't on my level, y'all, something to the floor, yo.
Thank you, Jesus, we gon' live forever, y'all.
Thank you, Jesus, we gon' live forever, y'all.
Forever.
forever, y'all.
Forever, y'all.
And it just get better, y'all. Ooh, that's what I'm talking about. We gon' live forever.
We gon' live forever. We gon' live forever.
We gon' live forever.
What's cracking? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Excuse me. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And right about now, it's time to get it all up into this hip-hop Bible study, little buddy. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. This episode here is where we study, feed our spirits, learn from, hear and do what God our Father says. So thanks for joining us. Hallelujah. All day. Let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Father, for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you, Father, for another opportunity to come together with your word, with your spirit, your anointing. Father, you anoint us the more, however you see fit. Give us the understanding, Father, through your Holy Spirit. Have your way in our lives, Father. Thank you for forgiveness, Father. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Now let us receive it. Thank you for healing, Father, in our minds, in our spirits, in our souls, Father. Thank you. And we receive it right now. Thank you for your scriptures, your word. Your word is Jesus. So thank you for these scriptures, Father, and the encouragement. Just continue to have your way in our lives, in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. Hold on, y'all.
Jesus, we gonna live forever, y'all. Jesus, thank you, Jesus. We gon' live forever, y'all.
Answer.
And it just get better, y'all.
Answer.
We gon' live forever, y'all.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We gon' live forever, y'all.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We gon' live forever, y'all.
Answer.
And it just get better, y'all.
Answer.
We gon' live forever, y'all.
Yeah, you are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. This episode right here, this that hip hop Bible study. Little buddy, and we appreciate you joining us. You know what I'm talking about? The scriptures for the day, and you can go ahead and turn to the first part. We're going to get to the first part in just a few. So the first part, the scriptures for the day, part one is Joshua chapter 4. So you can go ahead and go there. Joshua chapter number 4. We start with verse number 1, chapter by chapter, verse by verse. That's how we do it. You know what I'm talking about? So part 1, Joshua chapter number 4. Part 2, Ecclesiastes chapter number 6. Ecclesiastes chapter number 6 for part 2. Part 3 will be 2 Corinthians chapter number 2. 2 Corinthians chapter number 2 for part 3. All right? So you can go ahead and turn to Joshua chapter 4. I'll be joining you there in a very few. It's a quick announcement here about, you know, the books. All right? I am an author. So books by Joshua Oasis Grant. The first book, Look to Me, is the name of the first book. Look to me. We look into Jesus. That's $11.49 in the paperback version if you want that, all right? Also, the second book is the When Hip Hop Meets the Christ Interactive Workbook. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ Interactive Workbook / Study Guide. $13.49 if you want that. All right, $13.49 for the workbook, $11.49 for the regular book, just to read. All right, both of them together about $25. All right, to purchase, just Google Joshua Oasis Grant. Google search Joshua Oasis Grant and go through ZulonPress.com and purchase through their online bookstore as a favor for me, please. All right, Zulon Press. Spelled with an X, X-U-L-O-N, ZulonPress.com. Right? Purchase the book through their online bookstore as a favor for me, please. All right? They are also available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, etc. All right? So, yeah, man. Appreciate you tuning in. Now, I told you I was going to join you. Kick it off with Joshua chapter number 4. Again, shout out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. However you tuned in. Joshua, chapter number 4 for this part 1 for this hip hop Bible study. Little buddy, I'm your homie Oasis up on the line. You know what I'm talking about? Joshua, chapter number 4. We start with verse number 1. And it says, and it came to pass when all the people had completely crossed over to Jordan that the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, take for yourselves 12 men from the people. 12 men from the people, one man from every tribe, and command them, saying, take for yourselves 12 stones from here, out of the midst of the Jordan, from the place where the priest's feet stood firm. You shall carry them over with you and leave them in the lodging place where you lodge tonight. So these are actually memorial stones. They're taking up stones out of the Jordan River that God stopped up. Remember, he stopped the river. He'll stop the Jordan up. Stopped it from flowing down, you know, overflowing and all that. All right. Yeah. Also did that to the Red Sea, but right now we're talking about the Jordan. So this is Joshua. The Red Sea with Moses, the Jordan with Joshua. All right. So, take up 12 stones, verse 3 says. From here, command them, saying, take for yourselves 12 stones from here, out of the middle of the Jordan, from the place where the priest's feet stood firm. You shall carry them over with you, leave them in the lodging place where you lodge tonight, wherever you're staying at. All right? So, let me go back to verse 17 in the previous chapter of chapter 3 to let you know, in case you. You know, well, just to put these together, this verse 17 and verse 3 of chapter 4. But verse 17 of chapter 3 says, then the priests who bore the ark of the covenant of the Lord, they stood firm on dry ground in the middle of the Jordan. And all Israel crossed over on dry ground until all the people had crossed completely over the Jordan. Now, go back to verse 3 in Joshua chapter 4, verse 3. And command them, saying, take for yourselves 12 stones from here out of the middle of the Jordan, from the place where the priest's feet stood firm. You shall carry them over with you and leave them in the lodging place where you lodge tonight. Now, verse 4, Joshua chapter 4. Verse 4, yeah, this Bible study, we take our time with it. Joshua chapter 4, verse 4 says, then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had appointed from the children of Israel, one man from every tribe. And remember, Israel were God's people. They were following God's orders and his ways and his leaders, okay, doing things God's way. Now, we're going to read and see, you know, you're going to come across where they got out of hand, you know, because they was tripping with Moses. So we'll see, because they did start tripping with Moses. But let's go. Joshua chapter 4. Verse 5 says, and Joshua said to them, cross over before the ark of the Lord your God into the middle of the Jordan, and each one of you take up a stone on his shoulder according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel. So God gave the command to Joshua, told Joshua what to tell the people, and Joshua is telling the people what God has said. Verse 6 says, that this may be a sign among you when your children ask in time to come, saying, what do these stones mean to you? Verse 7, yeah, what's the reason of these stones? Why y'all got these stones piled up here? Verse 7 says, then you shall answer them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off. Yeah, the Jordan. The waters of the Jordan were cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord when it crossed over the Jordan. And the waters of the Jordan were cut off. They stopped flowing. And these stones shall be for a memorial to the children of Israel forever. Yeah, you got to leave some kind of memorial, some kind of memory of God impacting your life. And you got to leave that for your children so they'll remember. Mm-hmm. So they'll remember God. Verse 8 says, Joshua chapter 4, verse 8 says, and the children of Israel did so. They were obedient. Look at that. Israel did what God said. Mm-hmm. Don't be calling yourself Israel if you're not doing what God says. The first thing he said, tell you, the main thing he tell you is receive Jesus. All right. Now, verse 8 says, the children of Israel did so, just as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, as the Lord had spoken to Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them to the place where they lodged and laid them down there. All right. Verse number 9 says, then Joshua set up 12 stones in the middle of the Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests who bore the ark of the covenant stood. And they are there to this day. Wow. That's amazing. They're there to this day. You know, if the Bible was written, you know, and says this is from then now till now too. Yeah, because God don't lie. Mm-hmm. Verse 10 says, so the priest who bore the ark, carried the ark, stood in the middle of the Jordan until everything was finished that the Lord had commanded Joshua. So they taking God's business serious. Mm-hmm. That the Lord had commanded Joshua to speak to the people according to all that Moses had commanded Joshua. And the people hurried and crossed over. Took it serious. Verse 11 says, then it came to pass when all the people had completely crossed over. All the people had completely crossed over that the ark, yeah, crossed over to safety. That the ark, yeah, the next dimension in God. The ark of the Lord and the priest crossed over in the presence of the people. Verse 12 says, and the men of Reuben, the men of Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh crossed over armed. See that? They crossed over what? Armed before the children of Israel, as Moses had spoken to them. Right to bear arms. Hey, there it is right there. They crossed over armed. Verse 13 says, about 40,000 prepared for war. How many? 40,000 of them prepared for war. Crossed over. Now remember, it's 40,000 now. All right, remember that number as we're going through this, and they're beginning to, you know, when they start fighting and all that. They prepared for war, though. Verse 13, Joshua chapter 4, about 40,000 prepared for war. Crossed over before the Lord for battle to the plains of Jericho. On that day the Lord exalted Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they feared him as they had feared Moses all the days of his life. They knew that God was, you know, talking to Moses, and Moses was talking to God, so they knew not to play with Moses. Same thing with Joshua. God showed them. Let's read verse 14. On that day, the Lord exalted Joshua in the sight. Who did it? The Lord exalted Joshua. Joshua didn't exalt himself. The Lord exalted Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they feared him, they reverenced him, they honored him as they had feared Moses all the days of his life. Verse 15 says, then the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, command the priest who bear the ark of the testimony to come up from the Jordan. Verse 17, Joshua chapter 4 says, Joshua therefore commanded the priest, saying, come up from the Jordan. Now look at all this obedience. That's Israel, obedience to God. You hear the word and you do the word, right? Follow Jesus. Verse 18 says, and it came to pass when the priest who bore the ark, who carried the ark of the covenant of the Lord, had come from the middle of the Jordan, and the soles of their feet had touched the dry land. When they got out of the middle of the Jordan and got onto the dry land, that the waters of the Jordan returned to their place and overflowed all its banks as before. Wow. Yeah. The waters turned back on. Started back flowing. Wow. That's amazing. See, God controls everything. See, we have to believe God. Take him at his word. All right, so soon as their feet crossed over and touched on dry ground, got out the middle of the Jordan overflowed all its banks as it did before. Wow. Verse 19 says, now the people, yeah, you got to trust God. Now the people came up from the Jordan on the 10th day of the first month, and they encamped in Gilgal on the east border of Jericho. Let's say 10th day of the first month. All right, verse 20 says, and those 12 stones which they took out of the Jordan, Joshua set up in Gilgal. Obedient. Verse 21 says, then he spoke to the children of Israel, saying, when your children ask their fathers in time to come, what are these stones? What y'all got? What these stones mean right here? Verse 22 says, then you shall let your children know, saying, Israel, which is God's people, crossed over. Yeah, the ones that hear God's word, hear his word and does it. Israel crossed over this Jordan on dry land. Yeah, Jesus is God's word. Israel crossed over this Jordan on dry land. I told you, it's the Jordan that stopped overflowing for Joshua and then it was for Joshua, and then it was the Red Sea that God parted for Moses. All right. Now, verse 23 says, for the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan before you until you had crossed over. Yeah, moving stuff out of the way until you crossed over. Okay. Before you, until you had crossed over as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up before us. Until we had crossed over. Now you see that? They experienced that. Now they're seeing this again. Verse 24 says, that all the people of the earth may know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that you may fear the Lord your God forever. Yeah. That all the people of the earth, all the peoples, all the nations, all every tongue, every culture, that all the people of the earth may know the hand of the Lord. That is, it is mighty. Somebody say, the hand of the Lord is mighty. Yeah, the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that you may fear the Lord your God forever. Yeah. Be doing something to impact the world for the Lord Jesus right now. Mm-hmm. You see it forever now. So they may reverence the Lord your God forever. That's why you can't stop believing in God. Can't stop preaching. Can't stop hearing what God is saying and doing what he is telling you. Yeah, deny yourself. Take up your cross. Follow Jesus. Submit to God. resist the devil and he will flee. All that is action on our part. Your faith and works. Hear and do. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And we finished with part one, which was Joshua chapter 4. And when we come back, part two, we're going to get into that one. It'll be Ecclesiastes chapter number 6. In part two, Ecclesiastes chapter number 6 when we get back. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. And we all up on that hip hop Bible study. Little buddy, you already know what it is.
You never throw me away.
Yeah, we up in here. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We on this Hip Hop Bible study. Little buddy. And if you missed it, part one, you just did Joshua chapter 4. Appreciate you tuning in. Joshua chapter 4. We just did that one. That was part one. Now we're ready for part number two, which is Ecclesiastes chapter number 6. Ecclesiastes chapter number 6. Mm-hmm. And while you're going there, let me just read this inspirational card. It says, this is the confidence which we have before him. The confidence that we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, and whatever we ask, we know that we have the request which we have asked from you. I'm talking about good words. Answers to prayer. Answer to prayer. All right, so y'all ready? Ecclesiastes chapter number 6. Let's start with verse 1. Shouts out again to you, Mr. Lord. Appreciate you tuning in. Ecclesiastes chapter number 6. We ready? Verse 1. It says, there is an evil which I have seen under the sun, and it is common among men. And remember, this is coming from the perspective and the view of one of God's kings. Yeah. The wealthiest, wisest king ever, King David's son, Solomon. So, Ecclesiastes chapter number 6, verse 1, there is an evil which I have seen under the sun, and it is common among men. Verse 2 says, a man to whom God has given riches and wealth and honor, so that he lacks nothing for himself of all he desires, yet God does not give him power to eat of it, but a foreigner consumes it. This is vanity and is an evil affliction. Wow. Riches, wealth, honor, so that he lacks nothing, yet God does not give him power to eat of it, because somebody comes steal it. A foreigner come take it from him. Wow. That's vanity and it's evil, an evil affliction. Now remember, he started off the whole book in the first chapter of Ecclesiastes, letting you know that everything is vanity. All is vanity, everything is meaningless. So right now, still don't know the meaning of life, right? By the end of Ecclesiastes, we will know. All right, so he's just going through it, testing out everything. As a human and as, you know, a king and with all this wisdom, and he's testing some stuff with foolishness too, with folly, and he's letting us know. All right, so verse 3, Ecclesiastes chapter number 6, verse 3, a man begets 100 children, has 100 children and lives many years, so that the days of his years are many, but his soul is not satisfied with goodness. Or indeed, he has no burial. I say that a stillborn child is better than him, even though he got all them children, 100 children, and lived many years. All right? But his soul is not satisfied with goodness, though. Yeah. Soul ain't satisfied. I'm talking about God lived to be real old, but his soul is not satisfied with goodness. Or indeed has no burial. I say that a stillborn child is better than him. So he don't know the Lord. Because when you know the Lord, you get the goodness of the Lord. Verse 4 says, for it comes in vanity and departs in darkness, and its name is covered with darkness. Verse 5 says, though it has not seen the sun, talking about the stillborn child now, it comes in vanity, it departs in darkness, and its name is covered with darkness. Don't ever get a name or nothing. Covered with darkness. Though it has not seen the sun or known anything, this has more rest than that man, even if he lives 1,000 years twice. Even if he lives 1,000 years twice, but has not seen goodness, do not all go to one place? It's vanity. Verse 7 says, all the labor of a man is for his mouth. All the labor of a man is for his mouth, and yet the soul is not satisfied, though. All that working, it still ain't satisfying your soul. Wow. Something to think about. But it's real, though. So don't just think about it. Do something. Verse 7, let me read it again. Ecclesiastes chapter 6, verse 7 says, all the labor of a man is for his mouth, and yet the soul is not satisfied. All them jobs and all that still don't satisfy your soul, right? But it's going to satisfy your mouth. That's physical. And then what goes in the mouth comes, you know, go in the stomach, then it get, you know, eliminated too. Verse 8 says, for what more has the wise man than the fool? It's Ecclesiastes chapter 6, verse 8. For what more has the wise man than the fool? What does the poor man have who knows how to walk before the living? What does the poor man have who knows how to walk before the living? Better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of desire. This also is vanity and grasping for the wind. All is vanity. Yeah. What does a poor man have who knows how to walk before the living? What more has the wise man than the fool? Wow. Better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of desire. Yeah, desire, but it's always wandering. The sight of the eyes is better. This also is vanity and grasping for the wind. Verse 10 says, whatever one is, he has been named already. Wow. Whatever one is, he has been named already. Remember this. When Jesus was on the cross, he finished it. It is finished. Told you not to worry about nothing. It is finished. He finished it then. We just walking through it. Whatever one is, he has been named already. For it is known that he is man, and he cannot contend with him who is mightier than he. Yeah, he is man, and he cannot contend with God who is the Almighty. Since there are many things that increase vanity, how is man the better? It's many things that increase vanity. That's why he let us know in the beginning, all is vanity, before we even got to chapter 6. And then he let you know there's many things that increase vanity. All is vanity. And then there's a lot of stuff that feed vanity. Wow. There's a lot of stuff that feeds vanity. The TV got a whole bunch of stuff that feeds vanity. I ain't going to name nothing else. Verse 12 says, for who knows what is good for man in life? Who knows what is good for man in life? Only God. Who knows what is good for man in life? All the days of his vain life. And we be thinking we living it up, thinking we doing it up. For who knows what is good for man in life? All the days of his life, all the days of his vain life. I had to read it right. All the days of his vain life, meaningless life, which he passes like a shadow. Who can tell a man what will happen after him under the sun? Only God knows. Yeah, that's why you have to read your word and spend time with God and get to know God through the word. You know what I'm talking about? This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Shouts out to you and much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Hey, that was part number 2, Ecclesiastes chapter 6. It was short. When we come back, we getting into part number 3. Which will be 2 Corinthians. chapter number 2. Appreciate you tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, and we on this hip hop Bible study. Little buddy, I'm your homie Oasis, aka Joshua. All right, just somebody who following Jesus up in this piece. Yeah, the Jesus, the Word. Yeah, God's Word, Jesus. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, we'll be right back.
You know what it is? I love it. Yeah. I love
it. Let's talk about it.
Your boy's been a Christian quite a few years.
Yeah.
Victory in faith, but I failed in my fears.
Man.
I heard a lot of words that have tickled many ears. That's why I praise God for the word that we adhere. The word became flesh, lived for 30 years. Died at 33, but after days reappeared. Jesus Christ, anointed one, ascended in the ear. Or you could say the heir, where the Father made him heir. Of all things, a throne, no, it's more than a chair. But after our redemption, yes, he did take a chair. Greater than the angels, named superior to theirs. This is Hebrews, Hebrews
chapter 1, educator.
I'm leaning to the right, the light is where I'm running. I thought I wanted life, drunk, sexed out, and blunted. But all I really wanted was the one who really wanted. Fought death, beat it, gave his life to the public. I love it.
World like I'm from the planet Mars.
I love the preach Jesus, you can read it in my bar. I'm pretty straight far when I'm speaking about my Lord. He paid the sin price being beat by Roman guards. But when he resurrected, gave us life free of charge. Now me and my buds need to be in the psych ward. Cause we went crazy for God, our lives were scarred. Now in the book of life, our names have been written down. We're casting our crowns before its feet on the ground. It's such a holy melody and a heavenly sound. Hearing holy, holy, holy coming from out of the mouth of the four living creatures by a throne all around. Can you picture the scene? This is how it's going down. You just need a little faith and a new set of eyes and a telescopic lens to look in and see God. I love you.
Satan conquers.
Yeah.
Can take a sinner, atheist, sinner to God conscious.
Yeah.
Can take nothing, make creation and lives honor. The same God that came through a fetus is Jesus.
Jesus.
Limited to breathing, got believers singing.
Seven.
Y-O-L-O.
Dayton.
The real one.
Yeah.
It's Christ above everything, and in this ring every swing is a bolo. Because Jesus got me more creased up than a cholo. So bro, do not play me homo. By his blessing I was yanked out of Lucifer's oppression. That's my YOLO. Used to take a zip on a trip all by my dolo. Today wonder how I'm making a band by going solo. Where I'm from, even though the powder is white, they call it cocoa. And if you're out of bounds, they get on your head just like a GoPro. Used to clap and squeeze out the stolo. I thank him for salvation. If I was Japanese, I'd tell him domo. I was coming to America first to let my oats grow. Even though I put that semi to work, he made my soul glow. I'm from Sinner's Town, where daily the foe blow. And I've been around more KC than JoJo. About the father business, hang with us, you cannot stand around no more. You are not in Kansas now, Toto.
YOLO, yanked out of Lucifer's oppression. Oh no, the Christians bring conviction to your section. Suggestion,
yeah.
Let Christ give you new life.
Yeah.
Alright, alright, alright.
YOLO,
yanked out of Lucifer's oppression. Oh no, the Christians bring conviction to your section. Suggestion,
yeah.
Let Christ give you new life.
Yeah.
Alright.
Yo, Seb, all right, I heard him say, right. When Dayton spits, he blacks out like when the breaker trips, snapping like the paparazzi's cameras when they taking flicks. But I liked him more when he was rapping on that gangster tip, not rapping about these ancient scripts of Christ, cause that just makes us sick. They would rather hear me viciously ripping seeds, planting these kids with seeds of death that infect like a sick disease. They must have missed the memo, the new meaning of Triple D is that Dayton is dead, it is over for him, he's history. So, I was a slave in Lucifer's oppression, hanging from a noose in his possession, until Yeshua revealed this truth and cut me loose from his deception. It's a life I didn't choose, this was predestined. The Father opened my eyes, so bye bye. He has cut all of my ties and saved me from the fall like a parachute in a skydive. So I die. God has linked me up with these five guys. GOM and our connection stronger than your Wi Fi. So
I die. Yanked out of Lucifer's oppression. Oh no, the Christians bring conviction to your section. Suggestion,
yeah.
Let Christ give you new life.
For real.
Alright, alright, alright.
Yo, no.
Yanked out of Lucifer's oppression. Oh, no. Christians bring conviction to your section.
Well, alright.
Suggestion.
Yeah.
Let Christ give you new life.
Well, alright.
Yeah. Alright, alright, alright.
We kingdom building children, so we stack it like a Lego. Jehovah is the captain. I get it cracking if he say so. When it's active, where I'm at, boy, they'll cap you like a payroll. They spiritually dead. I guess I'm passing out some halos. Get your lasos. Hog tagging they souls. Streets of the forsaken on Dayton's. Boy, I be skating like the lake froze. Beefing is for certain. Cook my burger with some queso. Murk the wicked serpent. We ain't worshiping this pesos. Yeah. Life's tough. I like it rough just like a Sado. Masochist, no pacifist. I'm blasting at the Pharaoh. When I used to get keyed, I had to get the Mako. Put on the mind of Christ. Now I'm matching wits with Play-Doh. H-O. G-M-O-B, homie, this the take-o. Verily, your currency is currently in your face, yo. I pray for the day, man, I can't wait for him to suffer. Yeah, I'm hateful, cause Satan is a sucker like fellatio.
YOLO, yanked out of Lucifer's oppression. Oh no, the Christians bring conviction to your section. Suggestion,
yeah.
Let Christ give you new life.
Yeah.
Alright, alright, alright.
YOLO,
yanked out of Lucifer's oppression. Oh no, the Christians bring conviction to your section. Suggestion,
yeah.
Let Christ give you new life.
Yeah.
All right, all right, all right. All right, all right, all right. Know what I'm talking about. What's cracking? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. However you tuned in, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, you can tune in at any time you need to, anytime you want to, anytime you feel like it, what have you. Yeah, anytime. All right? Just Google search When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. All right? When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Over 800 episodes ready for you to listen to now. All right? Other than that, just catch us live on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, all right? Or on Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, all right? For sure. We on this hip-hop Bible study. And we in the final part for this episode, part three, which is 2 Corinthians chapter number 2. So let's go there. Second Corinthians chapter number 2. Let's get it in. It's 2 Corinthians, so make sure you're not going to the one that has the 1 in front of you. Make sure you're going to the one that has the 2 in front of you. Go to 2 Corinthians, chapter number 2. And we start with verse number 1. Second Corinthians chapter number 2. Verse 1 says, "But I determined this within myself, that I would not come again to you in sorrow." Yeah, I'm not going to come again to you in sorrow. "I determined this within myself, that I would not come again to you in sorrow. For if I make you sorrowful, then who is he who makes me glad? Okay, but the one who is made sorrowful by me. So I'm not going to come to you sorrowful again." Yeah, this is Paul. This is what we have to do. Encourage ourselves and have to make decisions within ourselves to be determined. All right, so let me read it again. Second Corinthians chapter number 2. Verse 1 says, "But I determined this within myself, that I would not come again to you in sorrow." Not that way again. You're not gonna hear me come to you again in sorrow. "For if I make you sorrowful," that's why I'm not gonna come to you in sorrow again, because it's gonna end up making you sorrowful. "And if I make you sorrowful, then who is he who makes me glad, or she who makes me glad, but the one who is made sorrowful by me?" So I'm not gonna come to you in sorrow anymore. Verse 3 says, "And I wrote this very thing." I wrote this very thing to you, lest when I came, I should have sorrow over those from whom I ought to have joy. Having confidence in you, having confidence in you all, that my joy is the joy of you all. Having confidence that my joy is the joy of you all. Verse 4 says, "For out of much affliction and anguish of heart, I wrote to you." Out of much affliction, much problems, and a lot of pain and suffering and anguish of heart. "I wrote to you with many tears, not that you should be grieved, but that you might know the love which I have so abundantly for you." Not to make you sad, but so that you can understand it and know the love that I really have so abundantly for you. Verse 5 says, "But if anyone has caused grief, he has not grieved me, but all of you to some extent, not to be too severe. This punishment which was inflicted by the majority is sufficient for such a man." The one who's causing grief, right? Verse 7 says, "So that on the contrary, you ought rather to forgive and comfort him." Wow. "So that on the contrary, you ought rather to forgive and comfort him, lest perhaps such a one be swallowed up with too much sorrow." So forgive him and comfort him. All right. Verse 8 says, "Therefore, I urge you to reaffirm your love to him." Reaffirm your love to him, all right, even though it was causing grief. Verse 9 says, "For to this end I also wrote, that I might put you to the test whether you are obedient in all things." Obedient, that's why you can't panic when stuff start going this way and that way and chaotic and all. Don't panic. Stay calm, stay focused, and know, handle it. You know what you already have been doing. Right, continue to do what you've been doing. If you've been getting the results, the right results with God and for God. All right, 2 Corinthians in chapter number 2. Verse verse 10, 2 Corinthians, chapter number 2, verse 10 says, now whom you forgive anything, I also forgive. For if indeed I have forgiven anything, I have forgiven that one for your sakes in the presence of Christ, lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. All right? So we got to be quick to forgive. Got to be quick to forgive. That's why you got to remember and keep it on the level of we don't wrestle flesh and blood. That way you won't hate people. We don't wrestle flesh and blood. Flesh and blood is not our enemy. So we have to forgive. At least Satan should take advantage of us. You know he would. Being grievous and holding the grudge. For we are not ignorant of his devices. Verse 12 says, furthermore, when I came to you, Troas, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, and a door was opened to me by the Lord, I had no rest in my spirit because I did not find Titus, my brother. But taking my leave of them, I departed for Macedonia. So you're looking for Titus. Verse 14 says, now thanks be to God. Yeah, this is one of those verses. To circle, highlight, write it down, take a picture, do something. 2 Corinthians chapter number 2, verse 14. Now thanks be to God. To who? Thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ. Always, not sometimes, but he always leads us in triumph. That's why we ought to acknowledge him in all of our ways. He's always going to lead us into triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. That's what's going on. I told you. That's that verse. Circle that one. I'm going to read that one again. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Now thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ. Always leads us in victory in Christ. And through us, not only does he lead us in triumph in Christ, he also through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. He doing it, not by power or might, but by his spirit. Verse 15 says, for we are to God the fragrance of Christ. This is what we are to God. You are what? The fragrance of Christ. From the earth now. Yeah. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. Verse 16 says, to the one we are the aroma of death leading to death. But to God, remember, we are the fragrance of Christ. When God was, you know, when Christ was here walking on the earth, that's how God had peace with the whole earth. So to God, we are the fragrance of Christ still to this day. So he can have some peace and not crush the whole world, even though it's out of hand, right? Verse 16 says, to the one we are the aroma of death leading to death, and to the other, the aroma of life leading to life. Yeah, the ones who perishing, we death leading death, and the aroma of life leading to life, that's for the ones who are being saved. That's what we are. We are the fragrance of God, and we are the aroma of death to those who are perishing, and we are the aroma of life leading to life to those who are being saved. Verse 17 says, for we are not as so many peddling. Now, that's a lot of people that's peddling the word of God. It's showing you right here in the scriptures. All right, verse 17 says, for we are, and these are the ones that you look for, the ones that's like the ones in the Bible. For we are not as so many peddling the word of God. We're not like those peddling the word of God. All right, but as of sincerity, though. We ain't acting with this. This ain't no business. Yeah, business of winning souls for the kingdom of God. For we are not as so many peddling the word of God. Yeah. But as of sincerity, we serious with this. But as from God, we speak in the sight of God in Christ. What? We speak in the sight of God and in Christ. So not only do we speak in your hearing and in your sight, but we speak, yeah, in the sight of God in Christ. Heaven is tuned in when we speak. That's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Yeah. I like that part. We are not as so many peddling the word of God, just peddling around and being careless with the word of God and saying whatever and seducing folks and all this in the name of Jesus, right? So we are not like them, though. We are not as so many peddling the word of God, but as of sincerity. We're so serious with this. We're sincere with this. As of sincerity, we're handling this word of God. As from God, we speak in the sight of God in Christ. So I'm not trying to impress you. You know, just like Paul, just like Jesus, we're not here to impress man. We're here to please God. We're speaking and living in the sight of God in Christ. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out to you and much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. And guess what? We finished already with the broadcast. You know what I'm talking about? There's 50 minutes left live in the broadcast. 49 minutes. But I ain't going to keep you. You know what I'm talking about? So we finished with the word. That's the most important part. So if you got a dip, you can go ahead and be out or what have you. If you want to listen to some music, I'll play a little bit of music. I don't know how much I'm going to play. All right? Well, Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your spirit. May you bring everything back to our memory in the time of our lives that we need to apply it, Father. Whenever the opportunity presents itself for us to apply this word, bring it back to our memory and help us to do this. Let us do it. Father, we thank you. You get the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, your homie Oasis in the building. All right? Appreciate you. I'll let you next time. Peace.
I'm on an airplane, and the destination of this flight is to the other side. Guess I had to go there. Guess I had to come here, yeah. I know where I'm from, but now I'm headed where I'm going, right? Get you me down.
break of the sideways. Trying to take water to a dry place. Trying to take hope where it ain't night. Trying to take love to a high place. Wanna make the shooter put the gun down. So a mother gets to hold the sun now. Wanna make the lame man run again. Make the blind man see the sun again. But all I hear is bang, bang, gag, gag. I don't think the pods really want that. Breathe it down my neck, always on my back. Got the guns out, but I see fire. The destination of this rocket is to outer space. Guess I have to go there. Guess I had to come here, yeah. I'm from the earth, but I've been taken to another place. And there are powers even there, but you can't see.
Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these I will give you if you fall down and worship me."
You just want to use me.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean, come on, Viz, you have two kids and a wife to worry about now. Wouldn't you like to be able to provide for your family? Do we have a deal?
I don't know what you reaching out your hand for. For I shake it, I break it, hit the grave, for I fake it. I will not accept payment to hand folk. Over to the devil, knowing Christ is a last hope. Surrounded by a bunch of gustos out of low cash. But I ain't selling my soul or my notepad. What you want me to do? Promote crack? Figured they wouldn't reject the news if the rope black. So you make one a dealer, make the rest fiends. Make one a millionaire, make the rest bleed. Wanna see us hang, get a few good guys. Sit them in a bent coupe and make the noose look fly. I can't do it, I know what it feels like. Trying to fit a rap fantasy into my real life. Got a couple real homies doing real time. Trying to eat, now they being told when it's meal time. Why would I make that appealing to them? Why would I make rap appealing to them? And now you saying I'm the villain cause I'm chilling. Trying to get this penicillin to them. And the message, I ain't quitting till it's been delivered to them.
I won't support your lie no more. I won't even try no more. If I have to die, oh Lord, that's how I choose to live. I won't be compromised no more. I can't be victimized no more. I just don't sympathize no more. Now I understand. You just wanna use me.
What you want me to do? Stun on everybody. Fake it till I make it in front on everybody. Make them feel low, cause they don't got what I got. Like they ain't on my level, cause they don't rock what I rock. Tell them that I live a life they should wanna kill for. Still for, that's what you get in new jails built for. That's how you pick and choose who them record deals for. First one to tap dance, do a little hill coat. Trying to use poverty against them, like give them a Ferrari, they'll lie for you and then some. Throw a dress on, rock press on, help push the same sex laws and disrespect God. Heck no, what I look like trying to impress y'all.
Homie, y'all will either step off or get stepped on. They saying that I talk like I walk around with Teflon flesh on. For Christ, that's a line I'm willing to put my neck on. So grind head, Philistine, get the guillotine. Three racks from a slingshot'll make you Timberline. Y'all deny the sun like Michael Tim, Billy Jean. But your calendar is still based off Hemisphere. Right, BC, before Christ, AD, Anno Domini, the year of the Lord, right? Beast and mocking, you confront about the knowledge y'all got. But every time you say the year, you acknowledge my God. My God, God.
I won't
God, God.
To lie no more.
Yeshua the
Christ. I won't even try no more.
Yeah.
If I have to die, oh Lord, that's how I choose to live.
Hallelujah.
I won't be compromised no more. I can't be victimized no more. I just don't sympathize.
Thinking about the world, looking at the nation, suicide, genocide, homicide. Three words come to mind, times are changing, yeah. No more rumors, there are wars going on. Twisted doctor, scientists making clones. Economy got some backs against the wall. People dying for no reason at all. People of God don't even read their Bibles. There's no faith, no trust in the word. But everybody seems to be quoting scripture. It's just another word they heard. Pastors leaving pulpits cause they're tired. It's all based on how we feel. Overheard two people speaking the other day. One said that God's not real, but I'm just one of them more people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Oh, I'm just one of them old people God's got a hold on. I believe. So I'll choose to look on the brighter side, in spite of all the negativity I'm surrounded by. No, it ain't perfect, but that's alright. Cause his hand is on me and it's keeping me alive. So many disappointments, so much I don't understand, so much I don't have answers for. That's what makes me trust you more. In a world that's always changing, everything's rearranging. But no matter what's going on, I'ma be standing, I'ma be holding on. Your truth, their truth, my truth. Your God, my God, our view. All I know is one thing nowadays, is we all need hope, we all need faith. And I'm just one of them old people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people. God's got a hold on. Don't you let go of me, Lord, please. I believe, I
should make up my mind. You tell me, come back now, but I keep wasting time, feeling so very weak. You say I can be strong. I feel I've gone too far. You tell me,
I'll say thank you. Godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt